The Vigeland Museum, Norwegian, Vigeland Museet, often called Vigelands Museet, is a museum in Oslo, Norway. Its history began in 1919 when noted sculptor Gustav Vigeland made an offer to Oslo municipality to donate his works sometime in the future. Vigeland's total body of works consisted not only of sculptures, but also woodcuts, drawings, sketches, and photographs, as well as letters, other writings, and a personal library. In return, Vigeland wanted an atelier. The atelier could be rebuilt as a museum after his death. Even Vigeland's flat on the third floor was preserved as a part of the museum. The building of the would-be museum commenced in 1921, as soon as a contract between Vigeland and Oslo had been formalized. The architects were Lawrence Harbori and Carl Buch, and the style was neoclassic. In 1923 Vigeland moved in, 1 year before the middle part and northern wing were completed. The southern wing was completed in 1930. The atelier was used by both Vigeland and other artists. Vigeland died in 1943, during the hard economic times of World War II. The building was opened as a public museum in 1947, partially thanks to budget surplus from the municipal cinema company Oslo Cinematografer. The museum is still owned by Oslo Municipality via its ETA of Culture, and the current museum director is Jarl Stramaden. Immediately north of the museum is the more famous Vigeland Sculpture Park, which showcases Vigeland's larger statues and sculptures, and the Frogner Park. The highway Ring 2 runs nearby, and buses as well as Oslo Tramway provide for public transportation. The museum is within reasonable walking distance of the stations Frogner Plass on the Frogner line, and, further away, Nobel's Gate on the Skien line. The now-closed station Havden Svarts Gate was proximate as well. Coordinates, 59°5522 and 10°4200 E/59.92285 degree and 10.70013 degree E/59.92285, 10.70013.